Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from an anonymous correspondent who is practice testing in the high 160s and low 170s, just took the April LSAT as their first official attempt.
Anonymous says, unfortunately, my test today didn't go so great. I got totally stumped on the last game, leaving me to guess on all six questions. Because of this, I can only assume my actual test score will be below my target, which is 166, and probably considerably low since there's a chance I missed all six of my guesses. I've decided I'm going to change from my previous test prep site over to the Demon to prepare for June. I wanted to ask if you had any recommendations for how to approach studying again after taking the real test. Unfortunately, I've taken most of the practice tests from 80 to 94, and I've done a ton of drills. My main goal is to improve my logical reasoning and reading comp, which I get very inconsistent scores on when I take practice tests. Logical reasoning has ranged from minus 0 to minus 10, and reading comprehension ranges from minus 6 to minus 12. This leads me to believe that I don't have the fundamentals down nearly as well as I thought, but at the same time, I'm not sure if I should blow it all up and start from scratch, or just continue doing drills to iron out my mistakes. Any advice you have to offer on this would be great, and I'm hoping that the LSAT Demon lessons can help me fix my problems. Thanks, Anonymous. You know, I don't know what people do for drills on other platforms, but I imagine they have like preset questions or groups of questions by type or things like that. Honestly, I would continue drilling in the Demon and let it figure out how good or bad you are at certain things. And it will give you easier questions if you need them. And it sounds like you do.
Yeah, I would check out the Demon lessons for sure. I would stop doing whatever drills you got anywhere else. You know, it's clear that it's not helping you to do four science passages in a row because you're not that good at reading comp. And it's not helping you to do 100 necessary assumption questions in a row because you're not that good at LR. So that stuff hasn't worked for you. So you need to learn our ways instead. Our ways are going to be just simpler and more intuitive. For example, we're going to treat necessary assumption questions just like there must be true questions, and you'll find that they're way easier when you start doing them that way. We won't even talk about a principal question because there is no such thing. We're not going to do any diagramming on LR. We're not going to do any diagramming, highlighting, note-taking on reading comp, all those things that you've learned elsewhere. We're going to get rid of those, and we're going to go back to just a more common sense, intuitive kind of an approach where you're going to read carefully. You're going to understand what's there. You're going to try to predict the answers, and you're going to thoroughly disrespect the wrong answers. That's the heart of the Demon method.
Yep.
So read our lessons. You know, they're going to be much simpler. It's going to be like telling you to forget about a bunch of stuff. You got to get better at LR and RC. I think the best way to get better at LR and RC is to just drill one question at a time in LR, one passage at a time in reading comp. Take your time with it.
To clarify, to drill with Demon's choice. It's going to decide, hey, here's the level of difficulty question we think we should give you, and here's the type of question we think we should give you. It's not going to be, oh, let me go in there and manufacture a set of 20 necessary assumption questions like you were just saying.
Yeah, Demon's choice will just give you one of anything. So it could give you a game, could give you a passage, could give you an LR question. And if you just drill Demon's choice, that's all you have to do. That's all you ever have to do is just drill Demon's choice, and you'll be good. If you are going to guide it, though, I don't really care that much if people decide I want to drill logical reasoning or I want to drill reading comp. Sure. That doesn't bother me. Just don't do that for a whole week, right? Because we want to maintain like a balanced approach.
Yep.
I don't think that you're going to be blowing it all up and starting from scratch, Anonymous, because you can't blow up the actual questions themselves. I mean, they're still there. And so you're still studying the LSAT. I don't think it's unfortunate that you previously did most of the practice tests from 80 to 94. That's not even all of them, by the way. It says most.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty narrow range of tests. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing wrong with the tests in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. You've got dozens of fresh practice tests that you can work with. The fact that you have drilled a bunch of other questions, there's nothing unfortunate about that at all. Like, your diagnostics might be a little bit skewed, but who cares? The only diagnostic that I really care about is, did you do a real LSAT question? Did you get it right? And if not, then okay, let's talk about why. And that's what the daemon is built to do. We've got the best video explanations, we've got the best written explanations, and we've got the ask button on every single page. So you can let us know if there's anything that you still don't understand. And all we're going to look for you to do, Anonymous, is to just build understanding one question at a time. If you're happy with your PTs, then you should definitely plan on retaking it in June. Sounds like games is your best section, so you definitely want to take that one last shot at June games. You should probably also plan on taking it in August and September as well. This was just your first attempt. Only your best out of five is going to count. What do you think? Anything more for Anonymous?
No. Let us know how it goes.
Email daily at LSATdaemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.